All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim Sentai Corner, and we're doing Dominance again. I know, you haven't seen it in a long time, guys, but I'm doing it for you. And we're going to start right at the H scene, because that's where we left off. So I hope you guys enjoy the rest of English Dominance, and if you like this game, again, you got to get the message to Jast. Say, look, we want more Sei Shoujo games. So go buy Closed Game. Go buy Starless. Let them know you want more games. Buy that special foil edition of Closed Game, the $200 one. If you got the money, do it. It'll show them that you want more Sei Shoujo, and we might get this whole thing translated. I don't see any reason why it couldn't get translated. I think it's a good game, and I think a lot of people would enjoy it. No, I won't allow it. You signed the contract, and I have to listen to every request I say. So be quiet and obey. With her calm yet intimidating tone and eyes that don't reveal her true intentions, it isn't like she's glaring at me, but with the madam staring straight at me while speaking, it feels like my whole body is sweating. Well, I'm suspended upside down, so maybe it's from the weird blood circulation. Then let's get started. I want the freshest semen straight from your penis. Sounds like the mistress a little bit. I wonder if this is like our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-granddaughter. Ah, no, I'm in trouble. If only I could get help, but while I'm in this position, I expect she will perform another of her hand jobs. Somebody, anybody, I want you to come help me. Though I'm calling out, it just stays a thought inside my mind. My current situation still hasn't changed. Hey, quickly, make your penis get more bigger. Look, I didn't do the translation. You need to, so you can provide me your fresh semen. Ugh. The madam grips my penis at its base tightly with full force. Now, I do gotta say something. I didn't like the H-scene music to this at first, but now it's starting to grow on me. Ouch, it hurts, madam. What are you saying? It isn't painful. It feels pleasurable, doesn't it? Though our lips have a smile, the madam's eyes look deadly serious. It feels good, doesn't it? Yes. Hypnotized by her intimidation, I answer to her easily. You're a good, obedient boy. Now I'll start. The madam grasps my penis strong and tight, slowly stroking it up from the base to the tip. Wah! Ah! Oh, what an interesting voice you're making. Does it feel pleasant here? And my penis starts to grow more chubby rapidly with ease. My, oh my, what's this? What a very obedient penis. Look, it's already become so hard. Ah, ah. Whether or not it's a conditioned reflex, I respond... Huh? I responded to what she's saying. Huh? I don't get that. My penis is getting harder and harder from each stroke of her hands. Even more, due to the position that I'm suspended in, I can't help but glance at the madam's pussy because it's directly level with my eyes. Well, yeah, I mean, if you look... There you go, see? Oh, belt on the Starless engine. Ah, ha, ha, ha. But still, isn't this a beautiful piece by Sei Shoujo? I mean, just the way her eyes look, the mouth there. Oh, I can actually use my mouse and point at things now. See the little curvature here of the stomach? That's more natural. Like, when you see real women, they have those kinds of things. There's a little bit of fat underneath the... I mean, he wanted to go with a more realistic shape. And most guys are like, yeah, I like my fantasy. But I love it when you use, like, the real image of a woman and you kind of put it in this kind of... in this art medium. It works very well. I mean, obviously the face is not quite like a woman's. Obviously the eyes, maybe they're not so anime. Like, they don't have, like, the alien bug eye thing going on. So, yeah, it's not too bad. But she's obviously an older woman, and you can tell by a little bit of sag, you know, the skin there and stuff like that. And that really works. And look at his face there. Like, he is freaking out. It's absolutely crazy. It still isn't completely erect yet. But the giant part is already feeling exceptional. The madam agilely slides her fingers happily between my foreskin and penis head. Because your penis has a strangely long foreskin, you can fully enjoy this technique. I took Makoto out of there. It didn't need to be. I don't even know what the fuck that's in. I feel a mix of praise and shame from her comment, along with the madam's cheeky smile while she's gazing at my penis. I think she's doing more than that. It's gradually getting harder. In the end, even in a situation like this, you can still get an erection, as I thought. You're a perverted man with an exceptional talent. The madam grips the base of my penis with one hand, then moves her tongue up towards the tip of the head. It says, the head of your penis, I'll lick it, so make it get even more bigger. Again, this is very rough translation, but you guys can kind of understand what's going on there. With a rapt expression on her face, she began licking the tip of my head. Madam, that's... The tip of her tongue enters inside the hole that I piss from. It could be said a little better. Cowper, give it to me from here. I want to taste it from here, so produce my fresh, delicious semen. I do not know what Cowper means. But they have used this an awful lot. I just don't know what that means. Such a place to put your tongue inside. Ah ha 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 ha. The sensation from the blowjob isn't something I'm used to. Just the movements from the madam's tongue tip sends a wave of excitement through my whole body. My, oh my, what sloppy cries you're making. Was the lick from the tip of my tongue that pleasant? Yes. I instinctively nod. Undeniably, I was instinctively crying out, shaking my whole body from the stimulation of the movements of the madam's tongue. That's a lovely voice. The figure of a weak slave breathing hard gets me so excited. Listening to my moans, the madam's expression seems pleased while she continues sucking my urethra hole. What? My voice leaked out again due to the stimulation being given to the tip of my gland. So good! That voice is sublime! Gripping my penis, the madam gives a bewitching smile. More and more I'll make you feel pleasure, so let me hear your shameful cries. While the madam concentrates on licking and stroking my penis, the smile on her face clears. Whatever. Her hand grips tightly as her strokes stimulate my penis. My penis has become totally hard and plump, and the skin is completely peeled back, leaving my sensitive head fully exposed. She says, your penis has a beautiful color. I still have not fully used this penis. And of course, there was something they were editing there. The madam arouses me using her tongue. Her tongue accurately attacks all the sensitive parts of my penis, causing me a shivering light pain that's arousing to flow through the base of my hip. Wow, madam, it's good. I feel it coming. It could be from me hanging upside down that my mouth is more loose. My outbursts are getting worse. And I feel myself losing more control every time the madam holds my head in her mouth, pulling me down further inside her along with the gravity on the ship. Is it really so pleasant? Is it really so pleasant? Then your penis, I will arouse it even more. No, I'd totally bang Kimiko. She's fucking crazy, but I don't know. I tend to like those older crazy bitches, I guess.
Like the mistress, of course. I don't know. I still gotta say Maria, like...
I don't know. They're not that different, but I still have to go with Maria. Like, second choice would be Kimiko. I don't know. Maybe because I'm in, like, in my 40s. I'm kind of into more of these older, not super old, not like grandma waifus, but yeah. I don't know. Maybe it's just something that happens when you get older? The madam smirks with a mean smile, looking delightedly at my penis. Madam, my body shakes its waist, trying to escape more stimulation, causing my spine to bend back like a bow. What interesting movements. It feels good when I lick this spot like this, doesn't it? Madam, between there, my penis is stroked around the base while the rest is deeply inside her mouth being licked. I'm struck with a sensation that feels like something is getting sucked out. Aha, your penis is so thoroughly hard and stiff, I wonder if it's ready to give me my thick, fresh semen soon. Yes, it's... please, madam. I've surrendered to the pleasure of the urge to ejaculate that's attacking me, instinctively begging the madam. That's good, then. I'll squeeze it all out. The madam responded gladly with a delightful smile. While staring with fascination at my penis, obscenely stroking it with her hands. The hole at the tip of your penis, I'll slurp, slurp, lick it while stroking and staring. So spit out your semen with full force. I'm watching it very closely. Oh, madam, when you're staring at it so much while rubbing it slightly. What's that? It makes you feel good that I'm looking at it? Whoa, madam. Wonderful, I'll watch this hole where your semen will begin to spill out from, aha. I'll watch it closely, so come on and let it all come out. My penis expands even more brutally. The tip of my head is pointing at the madam like it's an offering for her. Jesse Cowper. Ah, it's become so large, your penis is so perfectly erect, Cowper is also oozing out. The madam's words strike my brain, her luscious and bewitching voice continuing to raise my level of excitement. What a dreadful amount of juice you're pouring out.
Aha, I will rub it even more. It's so erect. Your penis is towering, Makoto. So stiff and wonderful. I get excited by her obscene voice, making my pre-ejaculation juice discharges faster, pouring all over the madam's fingers. Transparent, slimy, slippery Cowper, such a wonderful drink flowing out. I'm pleased you've made me so much. Every time the madam's fingers rub strongly across my head, I feel intense pleasure while my whole body jumps with a hard shiver as if it just received an electrical shock. It's such a disgustingly shameful voice. It gets me excited. The constant rubbing on my penis has made it ecstatically erect, making the madam reflect a more and more salacious mood. It's hard. It's so very hard. Makoto's penis, it's become so awfully hard. Every time the madam moves her hands, her two big tits that are facing towards me provocatively sway, shaking with each swing, while maintaining a beautiful shape without succumbing to gravity. Madam! Ah! You're feeling the pleasure. From my hands, you're feeling the pleasure. The madam's mouth is wide open. Her long breaths and the sweet aroma of her body all make me harder, stroking my penis vigorously with her hands as if obsessed with getting me to my happy ending. Semen, she says. Semen, I need it. Madam, I'm going to... What'd she just do? Shit. She's like fucking Marisa. You keep being noisy, Makoto. You are to be silent and only produce me my semen, understood? Suddenly, the madam's demeanor had changed its tune with her staring at me with a scowl. She then thrusted the tips of her toes into my slack mouth. You can suck on this with your mouth since you're unable to keep quiet. The madam pushes her foot towards the back of my mouth, so I couldn't even breathe, yet her toes still screwed deeper into my mouth. Inside my mouth, the madam moves her foot around, inserting her toes even deeper to the back of my throat. I can't even breathe and it feels painful. If she keeps this up indefinitely, I might really suffocate to death. If only you stayed silent from the beginning like I told you to. A moment ago, she told me she loved my voice, but was that not enough? If this heats up, my mouth will break and I won't be able to say anything ever again. I can't even begin to try and say anything in this situation. Hey, why it's there, you can... What? Look, you guys see what the text is, alright? I'm doing my best, alright? While it's there, you can at least lick my foot. There we go. To try and stop her toes grinding and pushing further in, I made an effort to move my tongue in a way that the madam can feel it. That's good. Oh, drool, slurp, slurp, all over it, Makoto. My lower jaw and tongue is becoming more sore, but somehow I think I understand what it's that... I understand what she wants. Hanging upside down along with her foot thrusting into my mouth makes me feel a lack of oxygen and causes my thoughts to gradually stop. Ah, so good. Do it. Lick it more. More. Hey, more! The madam's gas echoes straight through my mind.
I inhale, slurping down my drool, only hearing the mountains of obscene cries resounding inside my ears. Now hurry up, shoot your semen in my mouth. Makoto, I want your thick semen inside my mouth. The madam holds her mouth open wide, seeming to be in anticipation of my semen, receives a trickle of my pre-ejaculation juice into her mouth. Now in my mouth, your semen, shoot it at me! Here, all of it! The madam with her mouth open thrusts out her tongue. From the intense movements of her hands, my penis is reaching its height. It's coming! Shoot out loads! Ooh woo! Okay, look, I'm reading what you're reading. The semen I had been holding back all this time is released at once, as if it had its own intention. It flies with a will to only enter inside the madam's mouth. However, unfortunately, the load lands mostly all around her mouth, thickly sticking and clinging in defiance of gravity all over her face. The semen I shot that missed her mouth bubbles white. The madam's once clean face is now painted obscenely. Aha! Wonderful, slippery, slimy, tasty. Okay, lady. The madam collects the semen inside her mouth, seeming to taste it in full with her tongue. Always, semen is the best when it's freshly squeezed. Sounds just like the mistress. The madam drinks my semen with a judgmental expression. Though I'm upside down, I'm overcome with pleasure and feel weak after ejaculating such a large quantity, leaving my mouth open agape. Ouch. Hey now, what are you, already exhausted? You don't think we finished yet? I'm done, I thought, but the madam is pouring cold water over that thought. Her facial expression is slightly puzzling me as she looks pleased, but it's one that's dead serious. It's not enough. This is still not good enough. I expect much more from you. Stating her dissatisfaction with me, she clasps my penis that's still dripping semen from the head tightly. Hey, more! Shoot out even more! The madam sticks her tongue out, demanding even more semen. I'm gonna go insane. To even think of making more is too much for me, and I can't just make more on demand by myself. Hey, I don't want your cowper. Give me semen. More. I have a stroke and squeeze your penis even more tightly. You're very lucky to be getting this, aren't you? Well, that depends on where you're coming from if you call this a lucky situation. It's not that simple. Please, someone help me already. The madam's greedy assault continues, swirling her tongue around lewdly, relentlessly licking in circles underneath my cockhead. So that's good. Shoot it for me. Give it to me. Semen, give it to me, she says. Again, just like the mistress. The madam demands me to shoot it out, forcefully squeezing my penis tightly. Ouch. Are they gonna squeeze the balls like they do in Starless? I will squeeze out all your semen from inside. I want every single drop inside my mouth. Continuing to strongly stimulate the base with her tight stroking while stimulating the tip of my gland using her tongue by rolling it in rotations. I think in my vague consciousness that my penis is getting treated like it's a grip strength meter. Stuck upside down with an aching mouth, even though it's tired, the madam only targets my penis with her desire, causing my whole body to react due to its hypersensitivity. Shoot it now, semen, shoot a big load out. Watching me with that bewitching smile, her hand wriggles. The madam's mouth is drooling with my pre-ejaculation juice and the thick remains of the semen I had shot a little while ago. Ah, shoot it out quickly, Makoto. Semen, shoot out a huge load. The madam moves the tip of her tongue lewdly, stimulating my desire to come by peeling the skin back with her tongue while licking the head, while simultaneously stroking the rest of my penis vigorously. Ugh, coming aga, what? It's wonderful, your penis is pulsating, throbbing, aha, aha! The madam, in sync with her hands, moves her tongue more intensely. The stimulation transmits through my penis, possessing my waist, causing my body to writhe. It's coming, a big load of my white stuff is coming out. The pleasure makes my back tremble. The rhythmical movements are transmitting through every blood vessel in my penis. Here, shoot it out, all of it, all of your semen. Ah, damn. Amazing. My back bends back with a curve while hanging upside down. It should be my back bends with a curve while hanging upside down while my sperm blasts out from my straining penis. It should be wild sperm blasts out from my strained penis. The madam has her mouth wide open, ready to catch it. The madam's face becomes stained so white that I can't even see her lips. It seems I've shot my cum and missed half her mouth, yet I still managed to fill it with my thick, dirty semen. The second time, yet you've produced so much. Watch when your fresh semen rolls around my tongue. It's jumping with joy, bursting with vitality. Yep, just like the mistress. Her tongue is swirling, stirring the semen around her mouth. Freshly squeezed semen is the best and most delicious. Ah, semen. The madam looked satisfied. I could see the semen dripping and rolling around her tongue. Yes, such revitalizing semen. Inside her bewitchingly smiling mouth, a thick, cloudy semen is mixed in with her saliva and is dripping out disgustingly. She looks up at me with dignified eyes while her mouth oozes with thick semen. Continuing to savor the full taste, the madam swallows the thick, cloudy, mucus-like substance in small gulps. Delicious, she says. Her expression looked truly radiant and completely satisfied. Now come to think of it, what was the reason we were doing this? The madam looked mystified, asking me this while I hanged in miserable languidness just after I'd finished ejaculating. Well, such a thing doesn't matter. All the same, it was refreshing. Though before I could even reply, everything had been resolved and the madam had already left the bathroom. What? Hey, wait, how long will I be stuck like this? Ah! After I had pitifully expressed my request, the capture machine vibrated and released me while still shaking. Onto the cold, hard bathroom floor, I quickly fell passively to the ground, smacking my head. Ow, 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 ooh, 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 ooh. I had fallen vertically down onto the floor, landing onto the crown of my head. Landing on the crown of my head, ouch. Keeping my hands pressed against my head, where it's hurting for a while after. Okay, we're doing the best we can. That was awful. I went out of the bathroom totally exhausted and headed straight to my room. Without even changing, I fell down onto my bed, collapsing. No further, I didn't have any remaining energy in my body to even move. The madam, she's too much. My sperm had been squeezed out to the very last drop. I'm barely able to even stand. If I'm forced to keep doing these sorts of things all the time, I'll probably die. While falling onto the bed, I grabbed the dog tags on my chest. On my chest, my military tags hang together with an additional tag, one that contains the madam's contract. Yeah, as long as this contract's still in place, I will never have freedom. I'll need to work as hard as possible. No, I'm dying. It's too late. I've been talking in my sleep, having a prophetic nightmare. I must have fallen asleep before I'd realized. It's time to wake up, Makoto. Wake up. What? You're finally awake. How long do you plan to sleep? But I only just went to sleep a moment ago. When I took a look at the clock nearby, 8 hours had already passed. It's because my first day was also awesome. My first day was awful. I had collapsed unconscious on my bed while still wearing my clothes. Huh? Wait, Arisa, why are you here in my room? Because you didn't lock your door. I just entered without your permission. Now you mention it, I didn't know you could lock it. This room isn't lockable. Because Makoto is a slave, you aren't required to have this necessity. That's what the madam and Amy said. Arisa talks about it indifferently, yet with a serious look. It's more than likely that I don't have any permission for privacy rights on this spaceship. It doesn't matter, Makoto. Just get this ready quickly. There's work to do. Yeah, I understand. I'll get ready now. I rise from my bed, then change my clothes for a new set of work wear. There we are. Washing is done by automation. There's a laundry box in my private quarters, so when I throw my laundry inside, it's automatically cleaned. Now, first of all is to clean up the cow pig den. No, first of all, the madam wants to see you. Oh, the madam wants me. Yes, is that a problem? No, none, it's fine. The madam's requesting me. I've got a bad feeling. So then, let's go. Arisa says this, then walks towards the door to my room. Though I try to follow, my feet won't move at all. My body seems to be acting without my permission. It seems to be refusing because it doesn't want to go to the madam. Something wrong? Quickly, let's go. Yes! Arisa's waiting because she can't go without me. I forcefully drag my right leg, then I drag my left leg, alternatively putting them in front of me, making me walk awkwardly. You're late, slow Makoto. I'm sorry. After pausing the cargo bay from my room, entering into the main central hall, Amy and the madam were already waiting for us there. Amy's annoyance with me is merciless. Slow Makoto. What? Oh, whoa. Okay, Amy's annoyance with me is merciless. A bad rhyme pun? But I don't see the sense in arguing it out with this brat as I force myself to stand in front of the madam who's sitting in the center of the hall. Because you're a servant, you have to get up more early than us, so you can clean the ship, or you're just useless. Don't you understand? I had no leeway to make up an excuse for my oversleeping. Right, for that I'm very sorry. I could do nothing but bow earnestly. Come now, everything is fine. Besides, today I called him unusually early. And there's no need to worry about things like that so much. But Mama, even this guy's hair is a mess. His breath is stinky and he's walking around like he just got out of bed. It's so unrefined. I'm disgusted by this male virgin who stinks like a squid. This is the sort of guy I hate the most. My teeth certainly aren't brushed, my hair is also not maintained. Also, I'm now hit by the light stink that does smell like a squid. I have nothing I can say to answer her back with. He makes me so angry. I wonder how I should punish you from his first day. Hold on. From his first day, hasn't he become your favorite even more than me, Mama? Amy glares, looking at my thing, approaching me closer by a step. Hey, stop that now, Amy. Or Ami, rather. Again, does she mean to squeeze out my semen? My body is frozen, but the madam intervenes to stop Ami. But why? He's a no good nobody. Such a shitty man, selfish and lazy, and needs punishment. But you say it's not a problem for some reason? Ami is stopped by the madam, but she's obviously frustrated by this. I made a new machine. It's an extraordinary painful and strong guy, all because I want to make it feed on this guy's penis. What? Eek! Listen to what you're saying, Ami. Today isn't a good day. Besides, don't you have to do preparations ready for tomorrow? Oof. Preparation? Oh yeah, we're going hunting. Right, you were looking forward to going hunting. Thinking normally, hunting would be about going to catching animals and the like. Oh well, my excitement for hunting is not going to be ruined because of this guy. Besides, it's a hindrance for slow Makoto. Exhaling her breath aggressively, Ami has a fearless facial expression. You just got a narrow escape, Makoto. When the hunting is over, your penis will be getting another punishment. Be prepared. Such an awfully frightening thing is said by Ami, yet her face shows a cute smile like an angel. At least for now, Ami has a very lovely smile. That's why we're getting preparations ready to land on the planet, so we're going to be a little busy. If you want more information, Ariza's who you should ask. Yes, certainly. When I think back to the other machine Ami had made, it's become obvious that I had a very lucky escape. I bow deeply to the back of the madam as she walks away. Lord, sounds like somebody's coughing up a lung. All right, you're really noisy. A new day has come again. Ariza and me are starting work. Now please help take care of these younger ones again today. It's similar to my first job yesterday, taking care of the cow pigs. But today, it seems we'll be milking the cow pigs. Cow pigs can make milk that seems to be almost identical to that of a cow, and if it's fermented, it can then be turned into cheese and butter. Even then, I'm finding this very difficult. Like expected, it's not easy to squeeze out the milk because I've never done it before. Doing it by hand, I squeeze while pulling up and down the udders of the cow pig, making jets of white milk come out from the tips of the udder into a bucket. Ariza is dexterously squeezing. Almost at once, the whole bucket is filled. Is my method that unskillful? I can't seem to collect the milk in the bucket that easily. Whew, isn't there some sort of machine that can just squeeze the milk out automatically? It's rather bothersome, so I asked Ariza about it. Yes, there is. Don't we have a milking machine? There is. Ariza doesn't say anything more, just continues to dexterously squeeze the udders of the udders of the cow pig. Then why are you doing it manually then? I'm serious, this is hard. I'd already started to lose my grip and my arms were tired. It's Ami commanded. What? Basically, Ami commanded that we only do this, manually. Ah, that's why. It's definitely annoying, isn't it? Well, now I'm thinking about Ami doing this. It would be interesting to see Ami being made to work in such an inconvenient environment, desperately working like this, and it making her tired. And it making her get tired out. Do it without complaining. There's a lot more work still left to do. Yeah, I understand. With that, Ariza begins to squeeze the udders of the cow pig once again. However, it feels like Ariza's being overly strict about it, even though she seems cool and calm. I notice a smile on her face while she's working. Doing it this way rather than with a machine, I think it makes the cow pigs feel more happy. No way! Honestly. Ariza really loves the cow pigs. It does seem a bit weird, but I think it's not a bad thing to see her face full of such love and affection. I can't do anything but work hard. Watching what Ariza is doing, I try squeezing out the milking again. Certainly the cow pig seems to be squealing like it's really happy. Okay. Here, Makoto, take this plate for the madam. Yes. After we'd finished taking care of the cow pigs, Ariza and me had entered the kitchen next to the dining room. The meat and milk we collected was cooked, and Ariza was serving it on plates. Depending on the plate that's cut out, the meat of the cow pig can be pork or it can be a piece of juicy beef. Even when meat is sliced off, it's said that it's nothing more than like getting a haircut for them. The fruits and vegetables are grown automatically at the food plants, but it's not the same when it came to the animal meat. For life in space, the cow pig is the living miracle that's needed for survival. However, it seems that the mother and daughter would still go hunting on some planet to procure meat, even though there's enough from the cow pigs. Here's today's dinner for you. Thank you. Oh, there's a mistress in an interesting little outfit there. Well, not the mistress, the madam. The madam in this one. The madam is sitting on the dining room chair, reading a book. She's dressed in a loose camisole and looks like she's ready to go to bed.
こんな格好でごめんなさいね。狩りの準備をやらなくちゃいけないから、明日は早いのよ。
Hmm? Oh, pardon me for being dressed like this. It's because we have to prepare for hunting. So we have an early start tomorrow. The madam had sensed my gaze, so she talked about her appearance. Certainly for me, who was just a virgin up to yesterday, her outfit was giving me strong sexual urges. Just from a glance, and the madam instinctively noticed. The madam smiled bewitchingly. Madam, I should get back to work. I bow deeply and take my leave from the place, but my back can still feel the madam's obscene gaze upon it. Aha! I return to the kitchen, sighing deep. Ariza passes me Amy's dish to serve up. She still hasn't come yet. I had noticed. Only the madam was there. I noticed. For now, I will leave it prepared there. I say that, receiving the plate, then head towards the place where Amy should be sitting. Amy, whatever. Oh, Mama, you're already here? You're not that late. I've only just started eating. It's because I was adjusting the gun for a little while. Ami, please. I put her plate on the table and pull Ami's chair out. My God, she's grateful. Thank you, it looks delicious. I'll eat it before it gets cold. Sitting down at the chair, Ami gives me her thanks. It's delicious, isn't it? Ariza, has your hand at cooking gotten even better? Yeah, it's to a quality that I can boast about to any of our guests. Right, it's very delicious. While watching Ami eating the delicious food, I'm surprised at the change from our normal behavior. While the two people are chatting, I back away and return to the kitchen. Ariza is finishing dressing the next dish, and on the tray covering it with a lid, there's a two. She passes them to me. Johnny and Melvin's servings. Can you take it? Aha, yes, understood. I've been passed the meal for the two people who were working each at their respective posts. The madam and Amy are still eating here, so after taking the meal to these two, you can take a break. Yes, understood. Carrying the trays, I left the dining room to head to the two people's respective work posts. Johnny and Melvin should probably be at the navigation and engine room, respectively. I first headed towards the navigation room. When I entered the bridge, Johnny had his head plunged under the steering seat with the panel open, repairing something. Hey, Johnny, I brought your meal. Huh? Just leave it over there. Yes. Johnny, with his head still plunged under the steering seat, replied back snappishly. Hey, don't touch anything unnecessary. No, I won't touch anything. When I placed the tray down on the edge of the console panel, Johnny suddenly came out from underneath. Listen, don't touch anything because you're an idiot, so don't touch anything. I don't care if you say you promise, don't touch. Yes, I didn't touch anything. It's being idiotically excessive. Thinking that, I take my leave from the navigation room. What's with his attitude? He completely despises me. Well, the gauges in the navigation room are something I don't understand, but it's the way he asked me not to touch them. I think he could have been more polite. Shit! Anyway, I gave him his meal, so I think that's good enough. Did I miss something? No. So, Melvin's next.
Oh,
Oh, so tasty. It's really Arisa's handmade cooking. When I had passed the dish, Melvin had started devouring it straight away. He must have been very hungry, as he is greedily scoffing it down. Woohoo! To think the fingers of Arisa have touched this dish when she was making it. Ah, it's getting me excited. The meal was already delicious, but he seems excited about it for another reason. I can't believe how the meat tastes original, even though it's from the cow pigs. The old chef couldn't even cook such an excellent, delicious meal. Does that mean before Arisa was here, someone else did the cooking? Yeah, well, when I mean the old days, it's more than a decade ago now. 10 years? You've been on this ship that long? Yeah, that's right. After all, I was here building this ship when I was around your age. Built it? When he was my age? Oh, yeah, you didn't know. Well, maybe you wouldn't even believe it. While I'm watching suspiciously as he speaks, Melvin puts the dish tray down. This ship, Pearl Bati, is a ship I made. It used to be mine. Really? What's with that face? You really don't believe me. Seriously, back in the old days, I used to be a mega wealthy billionaire. I then caught the attention of the Maizar family. That's how I got into this mess. Eh? Then this ship was taken off you by the madam? Well, sort of. If you said I was deceived, I was deceived. If you said I'm in the wrong, I'm in the wrong. Though Melvin says that, his facial expression isn't too upbeat. Now, it's something not to think about. As long as I can still be on this ship that's as precious to me, like it's my own daughter. Though he was smiling, his smile felt like it was filled with loneliness. I still didn't understand the details, but because the madam was involved, it seems likely he was coercively robbed. Melvin's expression, from what I was able to read, gave a feeling that it took him a long time to accept this current situation, but he's now content. But I don't think it's right for him to just stay content with this outcome after falling so far. Just because he can look after the engine properly every day. Oh, hey, be quiet a sec. The sound, Melvin says while listening carefully. However, all I can hear is the quiet background sounds of the engines operating in the room. I can hear it clearly, the seductive sound of running water. No, nope, nothing. Melvin was glad, seemingly pleased to be hearing the sound, but I couldn't hear anything. Let's go check it out. I'll show you something good. Yeah. I'm pulled by Melvin towards the cargo compartment. Hey, can you hear it now? Even if you ask again, I can't hear anything. Though the vicinity is wrapped in a still silence, I can faintly hear the sound of running water. And a voice, or something like a song, I'm hearing. Shower, then this is... So you can hear the sound? Thank you, Nowhere? Is it over there? Yes, over there. And that area is a paradise. Paradise? The place Melvin points towards is the furthest edge at the very end of the cargo compartment. There's a small screen. It seems the sound we are hearing is coming from the other side. Don't make a single noise. He places his finger over his mouth in a shush pose. Then Melvin slowly walks towards it.
I must have fallen quietly. Standing nearby me, Melvin beckons me even closer. I stand just beside him and take a peek through a gap in the screen. Idiot, don't make a sound. I'm sorry. There was a simple type of bathtub with a shower. Inside that, we could see Ariza soaking in the bathtub, completely naked, washing her body. Yeah. Yes! Making a cheeky face with a charming wink, Melvin watches me. Now I've seen it. I appreciatively nod back deeply. Me and Melvin watch Ariza's wet nude body burning it into our minds. Though I don't know when she likes to wash, Ariza takes her bath here fairly often. Each of the private rooms are equipped with a simple mist bath. When you enter inside the device, each and every corner of the body gets washed by the steam. Usually nobody is bathing in this bathtub, but there's a bathtub here for use. Probably this large bathroom might be exclusively used by the madam and Amy and Ami. In this bathtub, Ariza might find it more to her liking. When I look at that happy face, I also would really like to soak my body in the flow of hot water. Whoa, wonderful! Ariza's boobs are so awesome! Hey, don't you think so too, Makoto? Yeah. Ariza and I already crossed the line before, but now that I'm seeing them again, I'm surprised at their proportions. A different species to an Earthling, but it can be said, each one of those parts has an overwhelmingly designed style and emphasis. When she touches them, they jiggle flexibly like a jelly. Just watching them is making me drool. What? Do you have an erection? Do you need to rub one out here? Alright, I'll turn a blind eye if you do. Quit it. I wouldn't do that. This guy says some weird things. But maybe if I'd been the only one here, I might have rubbed one out. Aha! You can see it swelling through your clothes. You're an energetic apprentice. Not at all. Does that mean, Melvin, I've had a little bit of ED lately, so I can barely even get it up. Oh, well, it sucks to be you. The response came out automatically, thinking how it was a stupid choice of words. What? You bastard? Who's there? Our voices have been noticed. Ariza checks her surroundings. She looks about the area with an uneasy expression. Oh no. Melvin and the two of us quietly leave the place in a hurry. It should be Melvin and me, whatever. Or me and Melvin leave the place. Melvin and I. Excuse me. Melvin and I, Melvin and I leave the place. Anyway, that was close. But we should be safe now. If this was to get back to the madam, I don't know what would happen. The cause of this idiocy, I feel it's all because of Melvin. Oh well, there's work to do on the ship. You understand me. Yeah.
Yeah.
You go back to your room for the rest of your free time, while you have nothing else to do there except sleep. Suddenly, Melvin started acting like a boss. It seems for the time being, this is the end of the adventure for today. Well then, see you tomorrow. After saying that, Melvin leaves for the engine room. Melvin, do you live and sleep in there? While I doubted the thought, I tiredly headed back to my allocated room. Oh no, because of that sight, I'd forgotten how fatigued I am. And I still have a hard-on between my legs. Oh well. I get back to my room, then sit on the bed. I check around the vicinity. Today, though nothing I'd done had been mentally tiring, I'd still done a lot of work and felt fatigued. I touch my lower abdomen through my clothes for a moment, while imagining the naked body of Ariza from a little while ago making my penis get erect. While looking around cautiously, I began to stroke and grope my penis, which had already had pre-ejaculation juice coming out. This was the first time I had masturbated since arriving on this ship. I felt a tight sense of guilt masturbating on the same people's ship that had rescued me. My masturbating in this way now felt like a strange thing to do. Come here, that's it, follow me. Today, me and Ariza are cleaning the cow pig den again. I thought I could distract them with the food, but when they saw me, they started to rush at me. Here's your food, so just stay here a minute. I use this broom to clean the den, while somehow chasing away the cow pigs, so I'm able to sweep the floor of the den. But still, they keep coming closer around my feet. It's slow and time-consuming, so it would take a lot of work. Hey, if you keep getting in my way, I won't give you food. When I scolded one, it ducked its head down with a small squeal. Cute, I didn't think so. I can say with certainty that these guys are not cute at all. He twists his neck in a way like he's trying to ask something, while rubbing the tip of his snout up against me. That they have missed me is a nice feeling, but I still can't accept them and see these creatures as friendly. Cute. Huh? While watching what I was doing, Ariza muttered something. Nothing. I didn't say anything. Just keep working. Yeah. Ariza said it's cute, I'm certain. Though it's unbelievable, Ariza actually does think that these cow pigs are really cute. No way, these really annoying creatures' faces are cute? Well, this is... We had finished taking care of the cow pigs, and after that I had changed my clothes and then started cleaning the entrance hall. Ami had come in there and told me to come and clean her room. Now in front of me is supposed to be a girl's room, but it doesn't look like one. Hey, what are you doing dawdling? Hurry up and clean this room! Ami was laying on her bed in a silk nightdress. For some reason, she was tampering with some sort of machine. This room is an awful mess. Even though she says to clean up in here, it isn't going to be that easy. Ami's room is in more of a state of neglect than the room I used to have back on Earth. Most of the boxes have been left half open, and the stuff in her closet is hanging out of it. The clothes she had worn before lay scattered all over the floor of the room. Ami, to the contrary of her beautifully cute appearance, doesn't put her stuff away in order, just like an unorganized messy man. This is the sort of woman I don't ever want to associate with. And, while thinking about it, we wouldn't even get along with each other anyway. Hey, don't just stand there like a damn idiot. Hurry up and clean the room. I'm very busy right now. Ami, while saying this, kicks her feet against her bed noisily while holding a driver tool that she's using on that weird machine. Of course, she doesn't see the need to assist me with this task. Ah, what a bother. To sort this all in order, it's gonna take me one full day of work. You have 3 seconds to finish tidying up. Otherwise, I'll use your thing on my prototype machine. That's too much. Please forgive me. What are you freaking out for? You're acting super funny. She's a really annoying woman. Oh, that's right. You cut my underhair. Yes, just now. What did you say? What Ami had said, I couldn't believe my eyes. Huh? What'd you say? Do you want to make me repeat the same thing over and over? No way, you are joking. I'll throw you out into space. Ami glares at me with denigration. Even though she's asked me something unbelievable, I didn't understand it right away. I'm to cut Ami's underhair. That's what you said? What? I didn't hear you properly. That's right, my underhair. You're to cut it. Sticking out her chest, acting like she's above me, ordering me around as usual. Pubic hair. Doing her pubic hair. Cutting pubic hair. Do it quickly, now! Yes, then I'll get started. I still don't understand why I have to do this. But I get on my knees in preparation to do what Ami wants me to do for the time being. Now, because you're doing my pubic hair, you also need to take off your clothes and lie down. Why do I also need to take my clothes off? Ouch. Hi! I'm kicked and roll onto the floor, I'm kicked and roll onto the floor, lying down. My clothes are stripped off with surprising swiftness, leaving me naked. Look at that fucking twisted face. Oh! And in front of me, Amy's mount restrains me down in full oppression. Amy, what on earth are you doing? So close. Alright folks, so we're gonna go ahead and end it here. We started with an H scene, we're ending with an H scene. There's not that many left. So, when it's done, and you'll know because the text will switch to Japanese and then we'll end. But for now, there will be more dominance. So stay tuned to Grimm's Hentai Corner.